like 10 lines to the bottom of the page. Okay, we're on Nun Tesamid Aleph in Ksubis. Okay, we're going to start 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines in the bottom of the page. Okay, this is a continuation of the Gemara that we learned 2 weeks ago. Okay, the Gemara said that the whole started that Shmuel said that Loch is a Kabirchen, a sandler. Okay, that's just to review the Gemara very briefly. In the Mishnah, there was a din. If a guy says, the work that my wife makes, you know, is going to be Hegdish. So, it says, she could work, and it's not Hegdish. Maisar, what happens if it's extra money that she will make later? So, the mayor says it's Hegdish, right? Because he could sanctify something that doesn't exist in the world yet. The Bechner Sandler says, no, it doesn't exist yet, what she will earn. So the husband cannot make it Hegdish, okay? So the Gemara went through a whole bunch of different discussions over here, okay? Whether, and then the Gemara asked, when does it become hers? Before he dies, after he dies? Shmuel says a rule, Allah is like Rabbi Yechanan, Sandler. Okay, anyway, the Gemara is discussing now like this. We're going to start the question and we'll explain what the sequence of the Gemara is. The Gemara asks like this. The Gemara says, what is the situation over here? The guy says that the work of her hands should become consecrated after she's divorced. Okay? The woman says, what I work after I get divorced will be Hegdish. Because during her marriage, her hands belong to the husband. Because like we said, whatever she works belongs to the husband. So she can't sanctify her hands to Hegdish. It's not hers, it's the husband's. But what happens though, she says, after I get divorced, the work of my hands will be Hegdish. Okay? So Gemara says like this. Umi kamidi. Is there something? The hashta lay kaddish. Now you can't sanctify it. If the woman says, the work of my hands now are Hegdish, she can't, because it's not hers, it's the husband's. So you tell me now, she can't sanctify it. But after she gets divorced, she could? Where do you find something that now I cannot make it Hegdish, and later I could? There's no such thing. So Gemara says, Amar Abeloi, Alamalo, I'll show you a case where it is. What's the case? Ilo ha'aymer l'chavedei, if a guy says to his friend the following, listen to this. A guy says, this is wacky cases. A guy says to his friend, he owns a field, I own a field. I say to you, okay, the field that I'm selling to you, when I buy it back from you, it should be Hegdish. Okay? Mila Kitcha, is it not Hegdish when he buys it back? Okay? Now, this is seemingly, according to Rabbi Loi, now, why is it not Hegdish? It is Hegdish. Is it not Hegdish? The Gemara says, it is Hegdish. Why? Right now I own the field. I didn't sell it to you yet. I'm saying the field I will sell to you. The field's there. Right? Mm-hmm. But I'm not making it Hegdish now. I'm saying when I buy it back from you, it will be Hegdish.
I have it now.
So, is it not Hegdish? Because right now it's mine. I can't make Hegdish your field. I can't come to you and say, you know, the field you own is Hegdish. How can I make your field Hegdish? It doesn't belong to me. But the case is, the Gemara says, Rabbi Loi says, just think of a case. I own a field now. I'm selling it to you. When I buy it back for you, it'll be Hegdish. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Loi thinks it's for sure it's Hegdish. And the same thing with the woman. Her hands are here now. They're her hands. Now she has to work for the husband. But when she gets divorced, why can't it become Hegdish? Just like the field. So the Gemara says, Maskula Rabbi Yimya, me dummy, what are you talking about? Hasam, in the case of the field, beyond the Lagdisha, they can sanctify it now. Before I sell you the field, I can make it Hegdish. But over there, a ain biyada legarisha sasmi, she can't divorce herself. Huh?
It's not a
religion. Without the husband wanting, she can't divorce herself. Here by the field, he could, the owner can make it hegdish now. But by her hands, she can't get divorced. So there's no way she can make it hegdish. Now she can't make her hands hegdish because it belongs to the husband. Right? When she gets divorced, it's not existing yet. The field, the guy has the field now. So he could do it now. So Gemara says, okay, you know what? Holy damn, you know what the case is like this. A guy says to his friend, the field I already sold you. The first case was the field I will sell you. Instead he says, you know what? The field I sold you. Okay? When I buy it back, it will become hegdish. Yeah? Dole kitcha. It does not become hegdish. It can't become hegdish. Because it doesn't exist yet. Right? So Gemara says, this is a case, you want to tell me it's similar to a case where you can make it hegdish, when I tell you the field I will sell you. Right? I can make it hegdish. So Gemara says, no, that's not what it's similar to. It's similar to a case, to a field that I sold already to you. And I'm coming back and say, when I buy it back, it's going to be hegdish. Right? Now I can't make it hegdish because you own it. I sold it to you already. I can't make it hegdish later because it doesn't exist yet. Right? It's not there. It's not mine. I can't force you to sell it back to me. So again, the Gemara says, Maskevlo midom, over there, it's different. Over there, you know why it's not hegdish? Because gufo paid is beyond the lakeach. The field itself and the fruits of the field belong to the buyer. What's he telling the buyer? The field they sold to you a week ago, yeah? So not mine now. The field they sold to you a week ago, when I buy it back from you, it will be hegdish. So Gemara said, for sure it's not hegdish, right? So Gemara said, yeah, but that case is different. Because the field is not his, the fruits of the field are not his. Of course he can't make it hegdish. But her hands, maybe the work of her hands belongs to the husband. But her hands don't belong to the husband. And her hands do exist now. What's the case over here? The woman says to the husband, when I get divorced, the work of my hands then will be hegdish. So Gemara is discussing if she could do that or not. But the Gemara asks, 1 minute. So the Gemara wants to liken it to a field that the guy sold already. So he doesn't own it now, right?